Let's take our Bibles now and turn in them to John chapter 7. And John chapter 7, we'll be reading verses 1 through 36. John 7, verses 1 through 36. These are the words of God. After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the feast of Booths, was near. Therefore his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go into Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you are doing. For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers were believing in him. For Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet here, but your time is always opportune. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its deeds are evil. Go up to the feast yourselves. I do not go up to this feast, because my time has not yet fully come." Having said these things to them, he stayed in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he himself also went up, not publicly, but as if in secret. So the Jews were seeking him at the feast, and were saying, "Where is he?" Now, there was much grumbling among the crowds concerning him. Some were saying, "He is a good man." Others were saying, "No, on the contrary, he leads people astray." Yet no one was speaking openly of him for fear of the Jews. But when it was now the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews then were astonished, saying, "How has this man become learned, having never been educated?" So Jesus said to them, and answered them, and said, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you carries out the law? Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who seeks to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one deed, and you all marvel. For this reason Moses has given you circumcision, not because it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And on the Sabbath you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses will not be broken, are you angry with me because I made an entire man well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." So some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is this not the man whom they are seeking to kill? Look, he is speaking publicly, and they are saying nothing to him. The rulers do not really know that this is the Christ, do they? However, we know where this man is from. But whenever the Christ may come, no one knows where he is from." And Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, "You both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself. But he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to seize him, and no man laid his hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed in him, and they were saying, "When the Christ comes, he will not perform more signs than those which this man has, will he?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him. And the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to seize him. Therefore Jesus said, "For a little while longer I am with you, then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me and will not find me, and where I am you cannot come." The Jews then said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? He is not intending to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks, is he? What is this statement that he said, 'You will seek me and will not find me, and where I am you cannot come'?" And those are God's words to us this evening. And there, of course, at the beginning of the chapter, not being the time for Jesus to die, and emphasized throughout the chapter, and many Jews were trying to murder him. especially the leaders of the Jews, the Pharisees, scribes, priests, people like that. Now, he was in Galilee teaching, but the time for the Feast of Tabernacles was near, and so all the Jews were supposed to go up to Jerusalem, and some encouraged him to go to Judea, to Jerusalem, to minister to those who needed to hear him there. But he encouraged them to go, that it was not his time yet to die. And as he testified of the world, their deeds being evil, he would continue in Galilee, of which he did for a short time, then going up to Jerusalem to the feast secretly, without even his brothers knowing. And many of the evil Jews were there seeking to kill him, looking for him, could not find him. And secretly Jesus came into the temple to teach, and they still, even as he continued to teach, this man is, you know, speaking of Jesus, and they're talking about Jesus, and then they're saying, but Christ, and you see that they didn't see him as the Christ. There is a problem there. Even it said that they believed, verse 31, and then they turn around and say, when the Christ comes, he's already come, he's in their presence. They believed in him, they believed the miracles he performed, the teachings he was saying, they believed, but they did not believe him as the Christ. And so he came into the temple to teach, saying that he came to teach according to God's will, and rebuke them of being lawbreakers as against the sixth commandment, seeking to murder him. And he gives them reasoning for his healing on the Sabbath, using the analogy of circumcision on the Sabbath. To judge according to God's law instead of on appearances. And then, as they heard his teaching, they were questioning, if this was really the Christ, and yet he rebukes them for not knowing the Lord, because they would not receive him as the Christ. And so what did they do? They tried to capture him. But it wasn't his time, and so, as the other Gospels say, he slipped away. Well, the Pharisees heard the crowds talking about this, so they sent out officers to find and capture Christ, so that they could put him to death. But he tells them, apparently still among them, he tells them for a time he is with them. But he is going to go to the Father, and they will seek Christ, and they will not find Christ, as he was already among them, and yet they denied him. This left the crowds confused, thinking in only earthly terms. Beloved, we know Christ has come and the gospel is preached to you. You come now and you believe it, otherwise you'll be found to be like these Jews. Speaking like them, acting like them. Even with Christ right before you, as he was before them, and all the while not believing. He truly is the Messiah. And as we'll hear this evening, Messiah the Prince. And thus being those who do not enter his rest. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for how you have blessed us and how you have confirmed to us your promises as we receive them by faith alone. We are thankful that you have brought us into your kingdom, of which you are continuing to grow, and that you have caused us by your mercy and love to trust that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man. We're thankful for his ministry amongst these people in the Gospels. And yet, Father, we often find them to be, we might even say, crazy, with Christ right in front of them, before their eyes, and yet not believing that he was the Christ. And yet we would find that we are often no different. No different, except by your Spirit who is at work in us. And so, Father, we pray that you would send your Spirit and do a mighty work amongst us. And you would send your Spirit into many who are dead, who are of the world, who are evil, that you would show them the blessings of the gospel through Christ alone. We pray that you would bring salvation to many. You would save your elect and do so at the right time. But we know that today and right now is the time of your harvest. And so, Father, we ask that you would send us out to be those who work in your harvest. Father, help us in our weakness, in our frailty, in our sin, which we have sought after other gods and had many idols and made idols, taken your name in vain and not upheld the word of your truth honorably with solemnity and seriousness. Father, we have broken the Sabbath day today, not resting in you, but resting in ourselves or in other things. We've not honored our parents or our authorities or our inferiors. We have murdered in our hearts, have hated, and had bitterness towards others. We have stolen from you. We've committed adultery, and we've lied and gossiped and slandered, and we have coveted many things of this world that are not ours and not to be ours, because we continue to believe we don't have enough. But we have everything in Christ, your Son. And we pray that we would be satisfied in him alone. We do pray for our governing authorities, much going on in the world now, and things that we are concerned about probably. And we ask that you would give our rulers wisdom. But Father, we know that true wisdom comes from you. And it comes from your word, and we pray for their salvation, that they would love you and love your word. Even on the lips of many of our authorities are the sayings that they believe the gospel, that they're Christians. And yet, Father, we see their lives often. They are those liars and swindlers and slanderers and all often coveting the things of the world and the praises of men. Father, we ask that you would spare them as you spared us by your grace, and send your Spirit that they would hear the word and they would believe unto salvation. For the good of our lives, for the growth of your kingdom, and for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.